Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth in France are for the 7th year organizing the Pinocchio Award, and they have nominated Crédit Agricole to be one of the 3 companies in the category One for All for Me, a category that is awarded to the company which has the most aggressive policy in terms of land grabbing, exploitation, or destruction of natural resources. Crédit Agricole has been nominated for its financing of destruction of the Appalachian Mountains through mountaintop removal. And with me here, I have Paul Corbett-Brown from the Keeper of the Mountain Foundation. And I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about what's happening in the Appalachian Mountains. What are the effects of mountaintop removal to the environment and to the people living there?
Well, they're using incredibly large amounts of explosives to blow the entire tops off the mountains. They're pushing this rubble into the surrounding valleys, which is clogging the rivers and the streams, headwaters of our streams. And then they're taking the coal. In the process of doing that, they're polluting our air and our water to the extent that, in fact, just last week on National Public Radio, after more than 26 peer-reviewed studies showing correlations between mountaintop mining and adverse health such as lung cancer and heart disease and birth defects. Last week, a story was published that they now believe that there is a direct causation between mountaintop mining and lung cancer. So this is the thing. It's not just that mountaintop mining is causing what you might consider to, some people say, well, it's just a mountain, it's just an aesthetic concern, but no, it's not just a mountain or an aesthetic concern. It's an environmental degradation that's causing health and even to the point, health risks are to the point that it's killing people. And as much as 4,000 people every year die from diseases related to the coal industry.
And you know,
so it's pretty significant.
So you notice this in your daily life there?
Yes. I don't know any family here who's not affected in some way with some type of cancer. It's everywhere around us. In fact, you know, the irony is we have a saying that if you put a frog into a pan of water and slowly heat it, that the frog will never notice the temperature rising until the water is boiling, and we've become that. I mean, you look around us here and everywhere around us are advertisements for new cancer centers and new cancer treatments and big, huge billboards advertising. There's going to be one of the best cancer hospitals in the world is being built right now in Charleston, West Virginia, and just minutes from our state capital. And how ironic it is that, you know, we think, oh, this is great. We have these great new medical facilities, the best in the world, but why do we have them? We have those medical facilities because we need them, because we're so sick, and we're sick because of these industries. And even as I've come to Europe now 4 times to talk to these banks, and Crédit Agricole is one of these banks, and said to them, you know, these numbers that I've given you, they're not just statistics on paper. These are my own community members, and indeed, they're my own family. My own mother and father are among those statistics. You know, my mother's been through cancer twice. My dad has black lung. Both of them are in their early 70s. They should be enjoying their retirement and having a carefree life at this point. And instead, both of them spend their days going from one doctor to the next or one hospital visit to the next. They're both very sick. And it's all directly related to this coal industry.
The nominee now for this Crédit Agricole company, for example, they say they have a very green agenda on their webpage. They even have this slogan, sustainable development at the heart of Crédit Agricole. And I was just wondering, what role do you consider Crédit Agricole to have? What's happening in the Appalachians?
Well, Crédit Agricole is one of the banks that continues to provide financing to these companies that are doing this type of mining. And in fact, let's just be very blatant about it. While mountaintop removal is absolute heinous crime against the environment and against humanity, coal in general has to go away. Coal is killing our planet, and it's killing us in Appalachia first. And Credit Agricole is financing this, and there's nothing sustainable about coal or the financing of coal. There never has been, and there never will be. And so Credit Agricole is just doing what so many other companies do, and that's greenwashing. They make something pretty on their website, they make a pretty billboard, they make a pretty advertisement, and people read it and don't do the research and think, oh, this is a good company, they're doing great things, they use the word sustainable, they must be good. Well, no, they're really not good. And in fact, Credit Agricole was incredibly rude to us this spring when we came to the shareholder meetings to try to talk to them about what they were doing. They refused to let us speak. I mean, they let us speak, but they kept trying to shut us down. They would turn the cameras off of us so we couldn't show pictures. I mean, you know, they really wanted to hide from their shareholders what they were involved in.
Because they, the last year they had that they were going to stop financing this kind of business, but they still haven't really stopped, have they?
Well, you know what they do is they say they're going to, a lot of these banks make these changes in their policy, and they'll, for instance, they'll say we will no longer provide financing to companies whose business is more than 50% mountaintop removal or more than, you know, 20% mountaintop removal. Well, the truth of it is most coal companies are so large that their business is not 20% mountaintop removal coal mining. You understand what I'm saying? It's the mountaintop removal part of these companies is a small part when you look at the global operations they're involved in. And so these banks get a free ride because they say, well, our policy excludes providing financing to companies that do more than X percent mountaintop mining. So in essence, they still get to finance these companies. They still get to do business with them. And while I said to the people at Credit Agricole, I said, listen, you know, to Arch or Alpha or some of these companies, it may only be 5% or 10% of their business, but it's 100% of our community that they're destroying. It's 100% of our water and our air. So that's what you have to take into consideration when you're writing your policies. And to write a policy like that is really, it's not only disingenuous, but it's an insult to the people who live and suffer here in Appalachia.
Do you have any more comments or anything else you would like to say, or the comment, any comment of them being nominated to the Pinocchio Awards?
Well, I would like to just say that what I've said over and over is that I don't believe any corporation, and Credit Agricole is certainly not an exception to this, no corporation has a right to profit at the expense of another human being's life. And for them to continue to play games with words is just unconscionable. I can't even believe that they would just continue to have such callous disregard for human life. And I believe that it's going to catch up with them at some point. Other major European banks, we now have five or six major European banks have seen what coal is doing, particularly what mountaintop removal is doing, and they have made very clear and very strong moves away from mountaintop removal and away from coal, and they realize that this is not a good practice. And why certain banks like Credit Agricole continue to hang on to this is just very difficult to understand. But I believe that if their shareholders and if the customers understood what their bank is involved in, maybe that would prompt those customers to find a more responsible bank to deal with.
Do you believe that it will happen, that they will stop, or are you hopeful?
Am I hopeful that Credit Agricole will stop? Well, I'd like to hope that all of them will move away from it, but Credit Agricole has certainly not made any meaningful they certainly not had any meaningful communication with me that they're intending to do the right things. Again, they play games with words, and but that's not a meaningful gesture. You know, that's not a meaningful step in the right direction. So I don't really have a lot of confidence that they'll do the right thing. Certainly not without a lot of pressure from their shareholders and without more pressure from the international community and from people who care. Like Friends of the Earth has been an incredibly important part of this movement to try to get these banks to disengage from the financing of Mountaintop Mining, and they've been very successful at it. And we're really grateful here in Appalachia for all that help.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.